Tristan Rosh Yeshiva.
It is so great to be back. Anytime I go to America, I feel like I want someone to give me a schmooze, you know, when I come back. But I have to make a living, so I'm here up and giving the schmooze myself. But I would love, if any of you want to, I'm willing to hear a schmooze. It's Elul. We have to hear schmoozing. Because Elul's a time where we really grow. And our trips to America, they make us really appreciate Eretz Yisrael. People always like when I come back with a maisa, something good. This time it was unusually boring in America for me. Baruch Hashem, I was in the Catskills. I felt like I was in Mea Shearim. I couldn't believe it. Every sign was in Yiddish. I didn't even understand the signs. I have to work on my Yiddish. But it was unbelievable. It was true. There was a gangster who came up to me, one of those serious gangsters with like the tichels on top at a red light in Monticello. But it, Baruch Hashem, the light turned green and I got away from him. So it wasn't really a maisa. Probably the most exciting thing that happened to me, you guys will think I'm a little crazy that this is my moment in the sun, my great moment to be famous, was I was on Route 17 and I felt like I needed to make a proper Tfilas HaDerech, not just like on the run. I wanted to go to the shoulder lane, you know, put on my gartel and get into it, you know, get into Tfilas HaDerech. And I'm sitting there with my Tfilas HaDerech on the side as cars are whizzing by. And all of a sudden, while I'm saying it, Waze announces, car on shoulder. I'm like, that's me. I never made it into Waze. I'm here. And I wasn't called a hazard or a dead animal. I'm like, wow. And then as I'm leaving, they say, is he still there? And I'm like, Waze, I have left the premises. And I never tell them what happens. But this time I'm like, I'm the man. I came, I left, I said Tfilas HaDerech. And the truth is, that's how we should feel. The Chafetz Chaim says that's why Hashem brought to the world photography, right? Kal v'chomer videography, and then Waze, Mamash knows you're on the shoulder, saying a Tfilas HaDerech, to know we're chashiv, to know we mean something. And we have to remind ourselves of that. That's why we come to yeshiva, to remind ourselves of how chashiv we are. And we come back to yeshiva, and my friend Chaim Gelli said, it's so great to be back. It's so great to be back home here. And you know what? It is great to be back. However, I'll tell you, a lot of people are not happy to be back. First of all, there are a lot of first-year guys, which I want to meet all of you. Please, I'm trying to find you. I probably asked your name like five times. This happens to me every year. I'm like, hi, I'm Chaim Dov Stark. Like, I know that. You introduced yourself seven times to me. I'm like, sorry, it gets confusing, right? So please come over to me, I'll come over to you, we're gonna work together. However, there's a lot to complain about. A person comes into a schedule like this, three siddurim and three real siddurim of men, not baby siddurim and mixing things up, real gemara, iyun, bekiyas, chazering shir. This is a yeshiva for men. And people will just wanna cry and go home to mommy. And I say, good! Not that good you should go home. Stay here, but it's good you're complaining. All the kavod to Reb Chaim Gelli, but I hope he complains in a few days too. Do you know why? Because it's a Rashi. It's a Rashi. Rashi says, in Parshas Yisro, based on Chazal, the Pasuk says, Va'ato im shamoa tishmu. Now, if you learn the Torah, accept the Torah, Ushmartem is brisi, ve'yitzen liskula. It's going to be beautiful for you. You're going to be the chosen nation. Says Rashi, listen, Rabosai, so much wisdom in Rashi. So much wisdom. The Chazon Ish said to a Rebbe of mine that all of psychology that's worth something, he knows from Rashi Alatera. You hear that? All of psychology that's worth something, the Chazon Ish was able to find in Rashi Alatera. Listen to this. Says Rashi, Ima toti kablu, if now you accept the Torah, ye'arav lachem mikan ve'elach, it's going to be geshmak later, from now on. The first part, it's not going to be so geshmak. Why? Shekol haschalos kushas. All beginnings are difficult. All beginnings are difficult. Now let's try to understand this. What does that mean, all beginnings are difficult? It sounds like, you know, sometimes we take chazals and we make them into bumper stickers. We have no idea what they mean. What does it mean, all beginnings are difficult? That's true. Sometimes it's smooth sailing. Sometimes you call your parents like, this is the best chill over here. I have everything I need. everything's perfect. No! That means if somebody did that, if somebody doesn't have any stress, have any difficulty, have any challenge right now, then they're not beginning anything. What does that mean? Says the Maral in Chidushi Agadas, on Kuf Mem He in Shabbos, says the following thing. What does it mean to have a beginning? What does it mean to have a beginning? A beginning is something you've never done before, which means if you're doing something that you did all of last year and you're not changing up your game at all, you're not trying to challenge yourself in your relationships with your roommates, in your relationships with your parents, in your upping your ability to maximize on your time, in the quality of the friends you pick. You're not changing up your game in anything. It's all smooth sailing. Then, my friend, you never began. You started many years ago and you're just on cruise control. That's not called a beginning. A beginning by nature means doing something new, and something new has to be hard because you've never done it before. So says Rashi on the Torah, listen to this. Klal Yisrael, you're getting the Torah. This is a brand new experience. It will be hard in the beginning. Why? Because it's new. And all beginnings require work, require a certain element of pounding, of getting into it. But it's going to be so gishmak because you're going to grow. Just like growing pains. Growing pains hurt. Do you know why? Because you're actually getting taller. That's why it hurts, because you're stretching out of your body. When you're doing something new, you're becoming bigger and taller and stronger. It's going to hurt a little bit because you're leaving. You're leaving where you were and you're beginning something new. So when someone starts yeshiva and things are hard, that means there's something new. And I have news for you. This year it's even harder. I'll tell you why. Because there's things to complain about in terms of our building. Water, coffee, the breakfast, all these things. Do you know why? Because our building is going to be so geschmack for everyone in just a little bit of time. Our building's new. Yeah, if you want to come last year when we had the same old and the same amount of squishiness, right, and the less amounts of luxuries and not having that gym downstairs, v'chule, v'chule, and comfortable places for Rebbeim to meet their Talmidim, then fine, stay there like a baby. But if you want to rough it a little bit, then something new will take place. This is always true, my friends. Always true. Kol haschalos kashas. And what's going to happen is, our dear friend Reb Chaim Gelli, tomorrow is going to start complaining because it's going to get harder. Because first year, it's cruise. I did that, it was hard, now I'm in second year. Second year is going to be hard. Be nervous when it's too easy. Because if it's a new year, there have to be new challenges. Kol haschalas kashas. It's amazing. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deis. I get my psychology from the Rambam. The Chazon Ish was able to get it from Rashi. I get it from the Rambam. The Rambam says the following thing. How do you work on your midas? How do you work on your midas? Listen to this Rambam. It'll blow you away. Anyone who came to Eretz Yisrael, hear this Rambam and go back home. It's enough. It was worth the trip. I don't know if you're going to have to work out your visas to get you back here. But if you just came for this Rambam that I'm going to tell you, you can go home. Please come back, but it's worth it. Listen to this Rambam. The Rambam says, someone who is working on his midas to be like Hashem with the mitzvah v'alachta bidrachav, mahu racham, just like Hashem is merciful, you should be merciful. How do you know how to do this? How do you work on your midas? Right? A person's having a hard time with a roommate. And by the way, roommates are the best way to prepare for marriage. Wives are easier. You know why? Because you pick your wife. Okay, it's only a few dates, but at least you picked her. You don't always pick your roommates. You try, but you don't always pick them. So if you can make it with some people that you didn't pick, right? And men are not women, and it's a whole different thing. If you can manage with your roommates, you'll do very nicely. That's how people, when they call me about Shiduchim, so I try to always give the best report. But the roommate situation is always a very key one. I love to tell them, you understand what a roommate he was, how sensitive, and how he's able to resolve problems. Says the Rambam over here, how do you do this mitzvah of changing yourself and getting good midas? Yasev Yishanav Yishalosh B'maisim Sh'osel P'yadeus HaMsois You repeat actions of goodness. It's hard for you. You feel like you're not generous with your food. You start stealing. It's hard. You do it. You start stealing once, twice, three times. It's hard to get out of the bed in the morning. You push yourself out once, twice, three times to break the midah called laziness. And then what happens? The Rambam says you keep doing this Achu Maisim Kalim Alav until it's easy. And there's no tircha, and then you're done. What does that mean? You're done? There's like they wave a flag. He's done. He's done. He's been working, right? He's been trying to get out of bed once, twice, three times, four times. All of a sudden, he's like Mr. Minion. He's that guy. He's from the Asara Rishonim. And it's easy for him. Ram says, you're done with your work. You're done with your work? Yes, because it's easy. Find a new challenge. You're done. When something's easy, it means you're no longer growing in that area. You're there. Mazel tov. I recommend upkeep, right? Don't let yourself fall out of it. But essentially, the Rambam's saying that the tension that you're feeling, a healthy tension, is a proper beginning. The Kli Yukar, my friends. The Kli Yukar answers a question that bothered me so much. Can't help it. I learned Maseches Nazir. This was always in the back of my head. A Nazir is someone who abstains from wine, right? He doesn't cut his hair. He doesn't expose himself to Tumas Mace, right? A Nazir. How long is this big process for a Nazir? Stam Nazir. A Stam Nazir, regular Nazir, how long? 30 days. Ooh, right? He can't, the Rosh Yeshiva's made people stay away from wine a lot longer than 30 days, my friends. Okay? And here we have the Nazir. Sorry, Rosh Yeshiva. There's a lot of, like, ooh, 30 days, ooh, wouldn't want to get too hard on this guy, right? Says the Kli Yukar that the mitzvah of being a Nazir, someone who wants to get himself into control, he's not in control in these areas. He starts 30 days, that's hard because it's a beginning. And then once the beginning's over, we let him stop being a Nazir because he'll go on his merry way and he'll steig on his own. The whole point, the Kli Yukar, is just to get him to work. And those first 30 days are the hardest days because he's breaking something that was easy for, that was hard for him for before. Amazing. Amazing. And this is how we grow up, my friends. When we're younger, we love to complain about everything and make so many excuses so that we can be losers until we die. That's what we do. That's what you do when you're in high school, right? Eventually, you realize you want to become something, so you have to say, wait, right? These are opportunities. Yes, three siddurim a day is very difficult. Yes, getting up for Shacharis Kiseder at a certain time takes a lot of discipline. Wow, could I possibly become a disciplined person? Could I possibly use my brain for so much of the day? I've never done that before! That's exactly the point, my friends. And that's why you'll never be the same person again. Do you know what I love the most about my ability to be here in Aderes HaTorah, part of the yeshiva and family Aderes HaTorah? My favorite part is watching what people look like when they come in and watching the great men that leave. Nobody told me this would happen. This is my favorite part. It's unbelievable. And they're all over the place. These great men are now building families, L'shem L'tiferes. It's incredible. And when you think about the struggles they had when they started, it's like, what? If I was a betting man, I would have bet against them. But they decided to do something new. They decided to set themselves up in a better situation, to take better care of themselves, to do things better, to be better, to stay away from places that are damaging, to stay away from bad sites that are bringing them down. They made moves. And now it's Arev, it's Geschmack. Because they did it. We're here in Elul, my friends. Elul is a new beginning. But you'll excuse me for saying this. This is the worst time for a beginning. It's the worst time for a beginning. Elul! Elul's the beginning of the year? No, it isn't. It's the last month of the year, my friends. I mean, you know, like, when you have a rough week, let's say it's a Tuesday and it's a rough week, what do people always say? I'll get it Sunday. Right? I love that. I don't understand it. I used to do it too. It's like, you can't have a good Wednesday. No, because Tuesday was bad, so I'll get it Sunday, right? Or I'll get it for the new sugya, right? But no, I can't just like change. Like, The first message of Elul is, buddy, this is the end of the year and you can change everything. You can change everything. You don't have to wait for Rosh Hashanah, a new year. You can grab things, mamish at the end, and change it entirely. And I would like to explain to you why. And we're entering a mikvah right now. We're entering a mikvah. Elul Zman is 40 days, okay? A mikvah has 40 sa. That's the measurement of the mikvah. We are all now immersing in a mikvah. The divrei Torah that I tell you are going to be a mikvah for you. Mamash a mikvah. A mikvah can take a guy. A guy. He goes into the mikvah, he comes out a Jew. How does that happen? That's what's happening. Elul Zman's 40 days, my friends. There's a power over here of a mikvah. A power over here of a mikvah. Why is it 40 days? Because Elul Zman starts on Rosh Chodesh El and it ends on Yom Kippur. Where did this come from in history, in Jewish history? Elul Zman is from the earliest things we have as a new beginning. As a new beginning. Rashi tells us, again a Rashi, my friends. Just Rashi. We don't need to run to fancy Mar Makomos. We have Rashi. A person does Shnayim Mikra, they can give a shmuz. That's all you have to do. Just read Rashi slowly. Listen to a Rashi. Rashi in Parshas Ekev, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Ches. Rashi says the following. Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu went up for how long, my friends? From the Kabbalah HaTorah until Shavasar B'Tammuz, when the Luchos were broken because of the Chet HaEgel, Klal Yisrael. He was up there 40 days. 40, right? 40 days Moshe Rabbeinu was up there for the original Luchos that we got. And unfortunately, we did the worst Avera in the history of Klal Yisrael. Right in Kabbalah HaTorah, in the face of Hashem, you'll excuse me for saying this, but we cheated on the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the way Chazal described it. It's like mamish breaking the relationship, so to speak. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up another 40 days. Hashem agrees to give us new luchos. Okay, new luchos. But Hashem is still upset at us because how can you forget what happened over here? It was because, Rashi says, Hashem was still angry. Sheepishly, Hashem said, okay, we'll continue with these luchos, which represent like a ksuba, a real marriage. But Moshe Rabbeinu goes up on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and listen to this, because this is happening right now again. History is repeating itself. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up on Rosh Chodesh Elul, 40 more days, okay, there's like 120 days, so 40, 40, 40. Moshe goes up on Rosh Chodesh Elul to restore the relationship back to the way it was originally. The twinkle in our eye, that beautiful relationship of Chassan and Kala, Moshe Rabbeinu went up there and was successful. Came Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Salachti Kidvarecha, we're back. We're back. Sometimes you have to deal with Shalom Bayis and people make mistakes and you can fix the marriage, but boy are there scars. Boy, are there scars. There's certain mistakes and there are wounds, and there's a lot of tears even after things are worked out. Boy, are there scars, right? By us and by Re'elam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much that Moshe Rabbeinu, from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur, showed how Klal Yisrael could have that relationship again, and it's restored. That is the ultimate new beginning. We make so many mistakes, my friends. But the great optimism of this Zman of Elul is it doesn't matter what mistakes we made. It doesn't matter. Even if we made the biggest mistakes, do you know what astrological sign Elul has? You'll excuse me for getting astrological, right? But the Sefer Yetzirah does it. Avraham Avinu wrote the Sefer Yetzirah. It's a Kabbalistic work. So if he could do it, I could do it. Do you know what it says? What the sign, the horoscope, whatever the word is for it, is Besula, a virgin. Elul is a virgin? What's the importance of a Besula? Says the Bnei Yisachar. The Bnei Yisachar writes on the Kedusha of every month. It's an incredible work. The Bnei Yisachar. He writes, Elul's Zman, where you could take someone who is defiled, who is ruined, who made a terrible mistake, this poor girl, the mistake she made, she lost her Besulin. Klal Yisrael, Cheda Egel, there are certain things you just can't fix. Wrong. We can get back to being a Besula. Every one of us, in the problems that we have, the mistakes that we made, which, by the way, all the mistakes that you make in your youth are really for youth. They're what's called chatas ne'urim. I wouldn't worry about them. And bifrat, that we're here in Elul and we're working. A person gets a beautiful, clean slate. Basulim, come back, my friends. That's the Yemei Ratzon of Elul. And Rav Shmuel Toledano says, Ani Lidodi, right? The Ani Lidodi V'Dodi Li, the famous, the Mishnah Berurah even brings it. It's the remez for Elul. Aleph, Ani, Lidodi, Lamed. Ani Lidodi, V'Dodi, Vav, Li, right? Lamed, Elul. Ani Lidodi V'Dodi Li. Rav Shmuel Toledano Zatzal told one of my rabbeim, Ani Lidodi, I am for, if you're going to have a relationship with Hashem, Dodi, Hashem, who loves you, will give you Li. Li means me, but it's Gematria 40. He'll give you an Elzman. If you show Hashem that you're interested, Ani Lidodi, Dodi Li. Bari Elam will give you an Elzman. This is the best time to begin. Not just because it's the end of the year, we should learn how to pick ourselves up at the end, but because it's really the beginning, my friends. Everything happens over here. Everything's happening at this time. 40 is an incredible number. 40, Chazal say in Nida, is the amount of days it takes to create a fetus, a Yetziras HaVlad. You know, it's incredible. The word Vlad is actually Gematria 40. I love just, you know, showing you the depths of Torah, just different sprinkles, right? Vlad, which is fetus, is 40. 40 days for Yetziras HaVlad. Incredible, right? 40 days is not just stom something. It's always that way for building yourself. Not just creating a fetus, for creating you. Kol Yisrael, Matan Torah, Moshe goes up 40 days. Another 40 days, another 40 days, right? You want to ruin yourself, my friends? Chas v'shalom, lo aleinu. The Mabul was 40 days. Right? People can totally undo everything. The whole world could be destroyed in 40 days. Right? It's a kalach. It's a power. It's a power of 40. Of creation of self. The Rikanti on Ala Torah writes that a person is capable of ruining himself in those 40 days. You're given a gift. You can either capitalize on it, or you can systematically ruin yourself. Ah! Right? Scary. Oh. Right? Anti-El man, right? Every day, anti-El. Every hour. And there was a big secret that came out. A big secret. This sefer is a little mysterious. It took me a while to find it. It's called Samanashi. Now it has a fancier cover. Originally I got it, had like a more like dusty was version, and it's anonymous. I don't know who wrote it. And I got very into this sefer. And he says that he has a big secret in Avodas Hashem. Big secret. Anonymous sefer. Talmud of Rabbi Yeruchim. What's his big secret? He said if you work on anything for 40 days, you'll make a serious dent. 40 days is the amount of times you can make a change in your life. Beautiful. I saw Revolba's Haskama. He doesn't write the name of the author. Revolba writes a beautiful Haskama for this mysterious sefer. But he writes in a little footnote on the bottom. Very unusual in a Haskama to have like a little footnote. He goes, I want you to know, in terms of your 40-day plan, Ki damcha Rav Eli Melech Miluzhinsk, the Rebbe Rav Eli Melech already knew about this. So don't think it's so new. I didn't know that I was happy that Revolba put that in there. I didn't know about this, the Rebbe Rav Eli. But 40 days in general creates. Now imagine Elul, my friends. This man, what we can do. What we can do. And the way you know you're doing something is if you feel challenged. Not challenged to the point you're finished. Right? Every good trainer knows how to take somebody who's, when he's working out with the guy, to put him at a point where there's a little bit of pain, but not too much, just enough that he's breaking out of where he was. That's the goal. If you do it too much, then obviously you're toast. But the yeshiva is not too much for anybody. The Sidrei Yeshiva are designed for you. Every single one of you. They're designed for me, they're designed for you, which means that this is a safe path to be taken. Right? There are trainers everywhere in this yeshiva. We have a high, you know, the Rebbe Talmud ratio is very good over here. Trainers everywhere for this growth. But a person wants to be challenged. And whoever decides to take the easy way out will lose the whole thing. Whoever just wants to go with the losers, They're always going to be, not in this yeshiva, I don't think, but around Yerushalayim, you're going to have friends who are losers, who just want to, they just want to just pass out on a park bench and wake up after Yom Kippur so that they could ball on Sukkot. Right? Like they want Blue Label for, like their chalom is to pass out Rosh Chodesh El, wake up in a sukkah and down a bottle of Blue Label. Mazel tov, right? Right, I'm sure your grandkids would love to hear stories from you on the couch. Come, kinder. Like, this guy's going to be a psychopath when he gets older, right? Stay away from him. Like, what is this? What is this? People like that are losers. And the winners in first year are the ones who realize it earlier. Always the leaders in yeshiva have been the guys who chop this early, and they felt a little lonely sometimes because there's a lot of social pressure. I think the biggest issue in yeshivas, and it's normal, is friends. There's a lot of pressures. Everyone's trying to find people and make friends, and it's all true. But you have to realize, you have to stretch yourself to make the right decisions in these areas, not to take the easy way out. All the losers are the easiest to be friends with, because if they find people who are stupid enough to want to do what they're doing, like, yeah, right? We'll bring everyone down with us. They're happier. It's much harder. It's much harder to make real friends who have real goals, who are real people. And that's where you know you're beginning something new. That's where we know that something's really happening over here. So we have to challenge ourselves, my friends. We have to challenge ourselves. We can do this. We can do this. I'll tell you something incredible. Something incredible. This is a brand new chiddush. A brand new, fresh off the press. I'm looking for a Maseches Yuma. I wasn't going to say this today, but I decided it's worth it. I didn't want to... See if you can find me a Maseches Yuma over there. I'm going to try to help out. 1 second. I'll try to help out. Oh, thank you. It makes it exciting when, like, I leave the court. You know, it's like, what's happening? He's leaving. Is he coming back? It's all part of the tricks of the trade, guys. Listen to this incredible... I was zocha to say this over to Talmidei Chachamim, great men, recently, because I was so excited about it, and everyone's just like astounded by this, and I feel that this is the message that we need. This is the message we need. There's a famous Gemara, but a not so famous Rashi, my friends. Not so famous Rashi. There's a famous Gemara in Yuma on Lamed Ches going to Lamed Tes. Says the Gemara, Amar Reish Lakish, my dichsivim lelaitzim yalitz. If a clown clowns around, let him clown around. V'la anavim yitin chayin. And to modest good people, give them chayin, give them something special. Balit hamei. Someone comes to mess himself up. Paiskim lo. Hashem lets him. You want to mess yourself up? Here you go. Hashem doesn't help him, but he lets him. Paiskim lo. Balitahir, someone who wants to be a balitahir. And I always hear this from the Rosh Yeshiva. The Rosh Yeshiva, when we speak, if you want to, you know, if you always want to know what happens, what we talk about, I hear many times the Rosh Yeshiva says, he's a balitahir. That's a very big compliment by the Rosh Yeshiva when we're talking. Something I've learned over the years. Is he a balitahir or not a balitahir? When you spend time with the Rosh Yeshiva, you learn certain klolim. A balitahir is somebody who's moving up. It doesn't matter where he is, but he's a balitahir. If you're a ball of tire, misayinoso, Hashem helps you. So if somebody wants to mess himself up and just pass out on some bench somewhere or be somebody who drinks on a Shabbos night, right? So Hashem says, drink. What? No one's stopping you. But if somebody wants to be somebody of class, somebody of dignity, someone who's moving up in the world, someone who's using his seichel, his das, to understand the Dvar Hashem and to become a better person, become a better roommate, become a better son, better sibling to his sisters and brothers, Hashem will help you. I always read this Gemara without Rashi. You know how it reads without Rashi? Im leitzim, if you want to be a clown, yalit, so be a clown, Hashem will let you. V'la novim, but if you want to be an anav, so yitin chen, Hashem will give you chen. That's how I read the Gemara. Listen to this and buckle your seatbelts, my friends. This is gorgeous. And this is exactly what we're talking about. Im l'leitzim hu yalitz. Im l'leitzim hu balis chaber. If a guy wants to have clowns as friends, Rashi changes the whole pasuk. Im Laleitzim Yalitz is if you want to be in the bad crowd. Im Laleitzim Yalitz, Hashem lets you be in the bad crowd. He just says, okay, they want you there, they're happy you're there, go. V'lanavim, but you, if you want to attach to fine people, modest people, good people, decent people, Yitain Chain, Hashem will make the good crowd like you. Like you, right? Imagine this guy, right? He's really, he's done a lot of interesting things over the past 5 years. He's got a terrible reputation in camp and all these things, right? And all the shtark guys who are discussing Reb Chaim's kasha in the dining room. So he comes there, he goes, I want to be with them. He sits there and they're like, right? They don't like him. Right? What are you doing over here? You're killing our chill. This is the Reb Chaim chill, the Rashba chill, the Ritva chill. It's like, I have a diuk. He has a diuk. I have a diuk in that Reb Chaim. All of a sudden, all of the anavim, they're being mishamish him. This is crazy. How'd this happen? Says Rashi, Im la'anavim, hu bal ischaber, if you try to get in with the good crowd, Yitim lochein mishbiyado litin, Hashem will make the guys like you in that area. He'll make them want you to be part of their group. Right? It's easy to be part of the losers. It's hard to be part of the winners. Hashem, you know what blew me away about this? Let me explain to you what blew me away about this. The Gemara is such an obvious Gemara. Somebody who does bad things, a balitame, so Hashem leaves them to do bad things. Someone who does good things, right? Hashem helps them. Why did Rashi change this Gemara? So there are many different points over here. But Rashi's telling you, you know what the important points in growth are? Is building our groups. The friends, the chevra, getting it together. Groups of anavim. This is our entire yeshiva. Our entire yeshiva is called the anavim. We're not one leitz, and I know everybody in the yeshiva. There's not one clown in Adaras HaTorah. Not one. All of us can make a mistake here and there, but there's not one clown in this yeshiva. Right? But there are clowns running around, my friends. Creepy, crawly clowns. And we know about them. Right? But let's build ourselves as a yeshiva. La'anavim yitin chayim. Let's enjoy each other. Let's enjoy El. Let's really do this. And it's happening, my friends. I'm telling you, this is something I can say without svarim. I watch people grow in this yeshiva, and I never thought that it was possible that people could grow so fast in such a healthy way. I didn't think it's possible. The only answer is that Hashem got involved. No psychologist could explain it. Do you know why? Because it's supernatural, my friends. Habal etar mesayinah, so defies Sigmund Freud and defies all the psychologists. When Hashem's involved, everything can happen. Naturally, healthily, steady paced. Yes, a little bit of stress, a little bit of pushing, a little bit of getting out of that comfort zone, but it happens. It happens. And we should all be zochah, this El, to enjoy each other. I feel there's a big feeling. The yeshiva always calls the yeshiva a family, but I'm feeling it much more this year. I just feel like everybody's so lovable, everyone I'm meeting. I want to meet everyone. Everyone I see is just so lovable. It's gewaldic. I hope I'm not like the scary guy, but you guys are all lovable. So let's make this happen. We're going to work this El. We're gonna have such an aliyah that we're going to come to Rosh Hashanah and we're going to be able to be Malach Hashem proudly and say, Ribbono Shalom, we took care of everything. We took care of everything. Amen, Ken Yiratzah.